Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A new law in Illinois establishes statewide rules and regulations for electronic bikes and scooters, also known as e-bikes. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the bill on Wednesday, defining where so-called micro-mobility devices can be used, along with speed limits and age restrictions. It creates a new tier of regulations for high-speed e-bikes, which can travel faster than 28 miles per hour. Those would be regulated similarly to motorcycles, requiring a driver's license, insurance, and registration to operate on roads. Low-speed e-bikes are already regulated by the state, but the law creates new tiers that govern how old a person must be to drive them. The new bill takes effect on January 1st. Illinois could receive over $700 million in a settlement with Meta, the parent company of Instagram and Facebook. WBEZ's Isabella Nieto reports.
In October of 2023, Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul joined a coalition of state attorneys general in a lawsuit against Meta. They allege Meta harmed young users by deliberately exploiting their vulnerabilities, designing their platforms to be addictive, and lying to the public about it. They also allege Meta illegally collected personal information from children under 13. Raoul calls the settlement a, quote, monumental victory that will protect children online. The settlement also requires Meta to set daily time limits for young users and establish age verification and age-based content rules. The agreement awaits court approval. I'm Isabella Nieto.
Iowa Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Josh Turek says he believes addressing Iowa's water quality issues is an important part to reducing the state's high cancer rates. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports.
Iowa has the second highest rate of cancer in the country. It also has higher levels of nitrate runoff in its water, which some studies have linked to certain cancers. Turek participated at a roundtable event hosted by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network in Cedar Rapids. He says he would like to see more money go towards water quality sensors and nitrate removal plants, as well as more prevention efforts.
I would like to see more incentives to farmers, legitimate incentives, for cover crops, land barriers, and preventing farmers from putting down fertilizer in the winter months.
The American Cancer Society says it has not confirmed a roundtable event date with Republican candidate Ashley Hinson. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
Driver service facilities in Illinois will now allow in-person applications and renewals for disability parking placards. Until now, those needing to apply or renew had to mail documents to the Springfield flagship office. Following a state law signed in July, the service is now available at 14 facilities in a pilot program, including in Moline and Macomb. Meter-exempt parking placards allow eligible individuals to park in spaces reserved for persons with disabilities, such as at malls, grocery stores, or retail locations. After 24 successful years in Davenport, the popular restaurant chain Texas Roadhouse plans to open a Moline location next May. WVIK's Jonathan Turner reports.
Moline Mayor Sangeetha Rayapati, city officials, and restaurant and development leaders met Wednesday morning for a groundbreaking at the construction site at 3620 38th Avenue, north of John Deere Road. The restaurant on Davenport's East 53rd Street is one of the top-performing locations in the 33-year-old chain out of over 700 in 49 states, said Matt Johnson, market partner for Texas Roadhouse locally.
This restaurant, the Davenport one, is one of the top 10 in the whole company. It's because the Quad Cities loves it, and James and his crew take care of the Quad Cities. You know, they do so much like charity work with the veterans, and then all the work with like the police officers and the fire department and everything like that. It's just, man, the Quad Cities loves us and we love the Quad Cities.
They serve over 10,000 customers a week in Davenport, and the new Moline Eatery will have seating for 360 and a larger parking lot than Davenport. For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
The Quad Cities River Bandits won 8-7 playing the Beloit Skycarp last night at Modern Woodman Park in Davenport. This is WVIK News.